Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
So let's just a couple of things from yesterday. Wanted to get a couple of questions and ha'aris before we start the daf today. Daf Yadali, we're at the Mishnah and you're giving one of the days. The Gemara had said Rabbi Yirmiyahu was Zavan Pita. He brought a pita. He bought a pita from the original Levi Kechavim, and the Gemara comes out that he bought it from a Balabayas and didn't get the tax, and therefore it's fine to do it. He wasn't Mahana Avei Dezara. And Tosfos is bothered with the question. I think Rav David, you asked this question. Tosfos, Dibra Masla, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Zav and Pita. In Timer, Tosfos says, V'halei Pas Evde Kechav Masura. Everyone in the Masechta, that's going to be the Sugis in Avei Dezara. We're going to learn the Sugis of Talavakum. We're going to learn the Sugis of course, Pasakum, thank you so much.
What would you do without him, Jonathan?
Right.
You wouldn't know anything about presidents or anything.
So that's Tosfos. I want Tosfos to answer. He says, V'yesh lemar, demayr yibimokum she'ein paltum yisroa. Amrino nekamo under perchin. Tosfos says, we're talking about a place where there wasn't the bread of a baker that was Jewish, Pas Yisrael, and therefore it's mutter to have, it's permitted to have the bread of a non-Jew. That's what Tosfos says. Now,
special
baker. A baker, correct. It's always usher to buy the bread of a goy that's a balabatis. We'll see that as well. Yeah. So that's the Gemara later on. Now, Amiya's daiti, and maybe this is Pashut, because I haven't seen the Gemara yet, I didn't look it up, Tosfos there. There's a machloek, the Ran, really, there's two girsois in the Rambam. The Rambam, well, we'll go through the exact girsa, but the Ran learns in the Rambam one of two ways. The, first shot in the Ran, in the Rambam, regarding Pas Akum, is that the bread of a non-Jewish baker, again, Pas Akum, it's mutter, it doesn't matter where. It's always mutter when there's no baker that's a Yisrael. No palter in Yisrael. That's the first gears of the Ran, in the Rambam. The second shot in the Rambam, which is the base Yosef's gears in the Rambam, different gears in the Rambam, is that the heter of Pas Akum, where there is no Pas Yisrael, is only when it's outside the city. When it's outside the city, so you don't really have the option of necessarily finding a Jewish baker, then it's that's where the Gzeirah wasn't. Let's just say the Gzeirah was never said there. The Gzeirah of Pas Akum was never said there. But in the city, even if there isn't a Jewish baker, even if there is no Halter Yisrael, there wouldn't be a heter to have Pas Akum in the city. Okay, so according to the second shot. Two ways, well, I shouldn't say the Ran. The Ran is the first shot, the Beis Yosef. According to the Beis Yosef, shot in the Rambam, the heter of having Pas Akum, when there is no Halter Yisrael, is only where it's outside the city. But in a city, there the Gzeira of Pas Akum was said, even if there is no baker that's Jewish. Tosfos here, what's Tosfos saying? Tosfos saying that Rav Yirmiyahu had a heter by Pas Akum, because there was no Pas Yisrael. Now, where are we talking about? The Yerid. Where's the Yerid? The Yerid is not done in the Catskills. The Yerid is done in Cedarhurst, right in the middle of the city, Fifth Avenue. So we see Tosfos holds that the heter of Pas Akum, where there is no Pas Yisrael, there's no Pas Palter of Yisrael, is even in the ear. So we see Tosfos is not like the Beis Yosef shot in the Rambam. On the Asnaiki, that's the place's hope. And we'll see later on, of course, in Muhammad Hay, more in this Indian. Now, just to throw it out there, we Paskin, well, not Paskin, but the reason why we're Makel by Pas Akum is because the Rush and the Mordechai, they held that the Din of Pas Akum never went to all locations. We could assume that we're in a place where the Gzeira of Pas Akum doesn't apply. So even if there's Jewish baked bread, you know, you go to Gourmet Glot, and you look in the aisle of, you know, the hot dog buns, you'll see Kemach, and then you'll see, the other non-Jewish hot dog bun.
Wonder Bread.
Yeah, Wonder Bread. That's a good one. What's the other one? Wunderbar. Hebrew America. So in that case, we're makel because of that opinion. But again, according to the other opinions, it's not so simple. You could be makel and pass achim if it's right in front of the pasuk's throat. Okay, that's order number one. Now, the next thing I wanted to bring up was what Richard, what you were saying. I looked this up because the Gemara says in Gimel and Aleph, the Gemara says that there's a heter to go to Chutz La'aretz where you can't find the best learning environment in Eretz Yisrael. You're allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz even though there's an Isser, it's forbidden to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Chutz La'aretz. But if you do it for Limud HaTorah, then it's okay. If you don't have the, again, it's not the best environment for you when it comes to learning. Now, Richard had brought up, I think he did it, seriously, I think. What about when it comes to marrying a woman? Isha. It doesn't seem to say that you, I'm sorry. Let me just go back to the right case. The, Rabbi Yossi, right? Rabbi Yossi said that, Rabbi Huda, I'm sorry, said, Amasai, Bizman Shem Maitzalimad, Bizman Shem Maitzalimad, Aina Makam, right? Rabbi Yehuda had made a qualification. I'm going back on that. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yehuda. He said a qualification of this halacha is when you don't have anyone to learn from. But if you have somewhere to learn from, even if it's not the best environment, then you're not allowed to leave to Chutz La'aretz. Now let's say, what about an Isha? Let's say someone could marry someone in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not the best shidduch. And they have someone better in Chutz La'aretz or more potential. Doesn't seem to say that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for that. It seems you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Again, just to say it simply, this machlekes from Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi doesn't seem to mention anything about me. So Isha, marrying a woman. So why is this? I found the Yavetz, Yerus and Ibishitz. He has this horror. And he says what Shmuel Aaron really said. He says, Nir Be'in Aymashna, the Lisa Isha, Leka Leflugate, Be'in Moitzele, Eina Moitzele, Kulei Amba. Everyone knows you can't make, there's no difference. Why? Zog the Ivis, from Yenis and Ivishits. Shemeinim is Kabeles, after Lisa. There's no in between. If this woman is not the right wife for you, it's not like you have half baked spouse. So in that case, of course there's a heter to go to Chutz La'aretz. Because if you have someone that's not the perfect, match, I have to take that maybe a little bit in stride, but there's no half-half when it comes, no half and half when it comes to marrying a woman. And he says, the Ivitz says, the Mishamach, he also lakadish isha achir, and, he says, that's why you're not allowed to marry a woman unless you see her. For also lisa isha v'dai to the garsha. Of course, not allowed to get married in order to divorce. Celebrity marriages aren't, something that's condoned, by, you know, the Torah. So he brings different rayas on this, but again, that's I think what Shmuel Aaron was saying. Matzah and Meitzah, there's no in betweens when it comes to Lisa Isha. So know that. Don't marry for money. Okay, don't marry for money. All right. Okay, so that's horror number two. Now the other question, really, Shmuel Aaron was bringing this up. I wish he was here to hear it, but on the Zoom. The Gemara had said that there's problem of wearing the atarah of the avodas kachavim in order to save yourself from the tax. There's a problem of being nene or saving from the tax, exactly what it means, but it seems that there really is no problem in wearing the atarah for the avodas. It's getting covered for the avodas, really. Why are you wearing this atarah? Because that's a way of serving the Avodah Zarah. Not serving, but it's a way of giving credit or honoring the Avodah Zarah. So Shmuel Aaron was asking, forget about the taxes, the tax savings. What about the fact that you're some way glorifying the Avodah Zarah? Why isn't that not anything? I found the Chazon Ish asked this question. Simon Samach Gimel, Oischov Zayin, he asks, why didn't they forbid it? And he says it's like, Kakibud v'ribes l'fonel. We're going to learn that if someone cleans or sweeps the area in front of the Avodah Zarah to make sure that it's nice and clean and neat, that's a problem, again, of Avodah Zarah. It's a problem of Avodah Zarah to do such a thing.
So here it's like you're doing the same thing. You're honoring the Avodah Zarah, you're giving respect to it, and therefore it should be a problem. He says no, that Isser is only in front of the Avodah Zarah. So to glorify an Avodah Zarah, someone bought a case yesterday where you're wearing a t-shirt. It was a t-shirt. So if you wear a t-shirt that says, Holy Yashka or something like that, you give honor to Avodah Zarah, assuming Christianity is Avodah Zarah. What? They wore a t-shirt. They publicized their beliefs. That wouldn't be a problem. Kibbeh Berivetz is only when you're in front of the actual Avodah Zarah. That's one teretz of the Chazon Ish. The other teretz he says is that even though he says really it's technically a case of Av of a year, right? Which is serving the Avodah Zarah not really because you want to serve the Avodah. You're either, showing for other ulterior motives here. You just want to save yourself from the tax. That's Asur by Avodah. We know it's Abayin and Rava. But when it comes to Kibud Verivud, he says, there's a heter of Av of a year. If you have ulterior motives to give cover to the Avodah Zarah and not for the real inherent, purpose of giving honor to the Avodah Zarah, there would be a heter of doing this, giving cover to the Avodah Zarah, even though on the outside that's what you're doing, but he doesn't want to do that. He's not really doing it for that purpose. Right, you're doing it to get paid. You're not doing it to be machap. That's a great point. Yeah, what would happen if someone wants to be besides for Chil Hashem, here, the Chazon Ish is being matter, he's saying that Kibud Verivutz would be mutter, may have a mirror, if you have ulterior motives, not to respect the Avodah Zarah, then that would be mutter if it's not the actual Avodah. So let's say you want to be a custodian in a church or something, or the Hindu temples. Yeah, maybe that's okay. Maybe there's just the Marisayan issue, and you have to worry about that, but what? In the Begashu. Well, he says, the Chazon Ish, I didn't read the last line, he says, everyone knows here that you're doing it to save from the tax. So he seems to be bringing up the problem of Marisayan, and in your case as well. If someone's a custodian in a church. So there's no Marisayan. Technically, that would be mutter, according to the Chazon Ish. So, just wanted to bring those three ha'aras to light. Okay, let's learn the... am I on mute, by the way? Okay. Let's start the Gemara, the Mishnah. Mishnah Yigim Lamed Beis, Elu Dvar Masurim Lim Kol Yavakum. So we basically have two scenarios, really, of the Isser, of selling to a guy. Really, it's Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. We have the Isser of Yom Edom, right? The problem of the mark, the holiday of the non-Jews. There's an Isser of 3 days. And then we saw there's a problem yesterday in the past couple of lot of Yerid, when there's the holiday sale. That's another problem. And the question is, why is that different than the regular holiday sale problem? So Rashi learns, because there's only a problem of selling to them. Buying from them would be mutter, except for the case of the Amechas that we have here. The Rabbeinu Meir learns that the halach of buying in the marketplace, the non-Jewish marketplace, the Yerid, is nothing to do with the Yom Edom. They said that on these special festival or holiday sale, not holiday, sales, special sale days, marketplace days, they're going to collect the tax. So there's a new scenario where you have a problem of doing business with a non-Jew. Here we're going to have a third case where it's always a problem of doing business. Really selling to a non-Jew. What are those cases? Eludvarim asurim limkor le'evikachovim. These things are always usher to sell to a non. Nah, we just quoted you, Shmuel Aaron. Yeah, I saw your question in regards to the Avodah Zarah. Why wearing the Atara is not a issue of honoring the Avodah Zarah? The Chazon Ish asked the question. Yeah, so I'll show you afterwards, maybe. Also, Limko Kacham Rashi says, look at the Rashi. Because here, it's an assumption, a presumption, that he's going to be buying it for the Avodah Zarah. What are these things? It's Droblin, We're going to translate these items in the Gemara, so just hold your horses. It's Shrublin, Ubnai Shuach, Upetaitaris. We'll see in the Gemara that Upetaitaris is not really a separate item. It's just a qualification of the previous items. Ulevina, Levina we can translate. That's frankincense. Betarnago Halovan, and a white rooster. Right? White rooster. Oh, interesting. Really? Very nice. Very good. That's interesting. What it's Chukai Sago? It's the Chukai Sago. Murray. Yeah, very good. Oh, very nice. We'll move that up. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. Rabbi Yehuda says, again, those items are for Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mutalim Kalai Tanagol. What? Right. Well, that's Taisus. We saw that in Sanhedrin, right? So, yeah, right. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Mutalim Kalai Tanagol Lovan Beina Tanagol. He says you're allowed to sell the white rooster when it's done within a mixture of Tanagol. And the reason being, because when the guy buys a mixture, we assume he's not buying it for Avodah Zarah. Why would he want a black chicken, if he's using it for Avodah Zarah? He would just buy the white chicken, white rooster, if he wanted it just for Avodah Zarah. Uvizman shehu bifnei atzmoi, let's say the white rooster is by itself, and you really want to sell this white rooster, there's a huge supply. So then, you could cut off its finger, its toe, and sell the marcheloi. Why? Because the goyim they're not makriv behemoths that are chaser, that are missing limbs. Mechusarever. They're very makriv on mechusarever. Oh, right. So that's right. Yes, very good. So they're not right. They're not so makbid like the Gemara says. Get in. No, yeah. Sort of. So then you would sell it to them. You can't sell it to them. Fishim makrib mechasav ischav. V'shar kol advarim. But the other items, someon mutter pegushan aser. If you sell other items, you know, just the blank regular sale without specifying anything, then it's going to be mutter pegushan aser. But if you explain, then it's aser. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Rameo Aimer Af Dekel Tav Chatzav V'Nicholas is the Girsa. Even a good Dekel, which just literally translated, it's not really what it means, special type of Dekel, we'll see in the Gemara. The Chatzav, we'll see in the Gemara what that means. Rashi in one pshat learns that the Chatzav are those plants that Yeshua, remember he put on the border of Eretz Yisrael, like we learned above the Kama, the plants that were used for the border, that's what the Chatzav is, maybe when it's a different type of grass. We'll see in the Gemara of Nicholas, and there's another type of item. So then, Aser Limkar Levgechavim. Rameir adds these items as those things which are Aser to sell to a non-Jew. And again, these are things that we assume are being used for Avodah Zarah, and therefore it is forbidden. Right. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay. Now. Yeah. Would you be able to give them as a matana? Yeah, let's say you give it not as a sale. Well, is he going to use it for the Avodah Zarah? Maybe he... Yeah, I'm not sure about that. If it's given as a matana, I'm not sure. Okay. All right. My itstrublin. What are itstrublin? Tornisa. What's tornisa? Rashi says. Bin eres, a type of cedar. He shita, kedam rosh hashanah, right? We have 10 types of cedar, right? Sar mini arozin. This is the shita, of errors. Uraminhu, and I'll ask you a stira, yeah, that's a shitim, yeah. Uraminhu, I see for alein, alchasin, itzdrublin, muchsasin, ubnai shuach. The Mishnah is talking about the halach of Shemitah, and it says that they added on to the Isra of Shemitah, meaning these things are considered Shemitah items in which you're only allowed to eat and not do business with. So in these items were added as those things that are considered part of Shemitah, Perish Shemitah, and therefore you're not allowed to do business with them. They added it on. V'yisalka daitach itstrublin tornisa. If you're going to say that the itstrublin, which is mentioned in this Mishnah by Shvius, is tornisa, this type of cedar, tornisa mi'izav Shvius. There, tornisa, when it comes to Shvius, there's no problem of Shvius when it comes to tornisa. Why? The Tanya, we went in a braisa, Zaklau. Kol she'esh le'ikr, yesh le'shvius. V'chol she'ein le'ikr, ein le'shvius. The issue of Shvius only applies to something that's yesh le'ikr. Now, as machlekes Rashi tells us what this means. Look at Rashi. Kol she'ein le'ikr. L'hiskayim be'eretz b'mois hakshamim. The rule of Shemitah is that those things, only those things that are survive the winter season, basically, kagayin kishuin, v'diluin, v'chayetzaben, gourds and, I don't know, cucumbers, those types of things are problems, Shvius, but not the things that don't survive the winter season. Rashi says, ein l'shvius, u'mut l'asas mem schar, v'ein l'mitzuv l'hafki, you don't have a chiv to make them hefker. So, tornisa, which is ein l'ikr, apparently, Tunisa Zain Loyikr, there's no problem with Shvius. Now Tais has a problem with Rashi's explanation here, because if there's a qualification that needs to survive the winter season, then Tua doesn't either. You know, Tua doesn't the crop.
It will last.
No, the opposite. Ain Loyikr, meaning it's not gonna be Miskayim. Yeah, it's not gonna, it's a one long sentence. It doesn't have a root. I mean, that's the literal translation. I guess it's the strength of the fruit. But Tais has a problem. Tais says, what do you mean? Tua is also in Le'ikr. So Tais argues and says that the Tua doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't last. The crop doesn't survive the winter. So Tais says that it's not really, the Tornisa here is not really the cedar. It's a certain type of, I don't know how to translate it, guff, like similar to sulfur. But Tysus argues, could someone explain to me why we needed to have an ikker? I couldn't find a reason for this. Doesn't the article say anything? Why does it, who said, what's the reason for, it's not considered a fruit of the ground if it doesn't last the rainy season? Does anyone explain, just push up shot as a, I'm not asking cautions. Does he say the reason? I think I tried looking it up. Okay. Yeah. Right. It's
when you're finished,
you'd be in a vice. Right. Very good. So, because halacha is kolachay min asada, that's when the zman beer begins, so that we see that there's a condition in shmita for the animals to be eating it. I guess at the time of the. Yeah. Has to be edible. No, no, that's very good. That's what I was looking for. I don't know. I didn't understand why this is needed. So, at the time of the beer, because has to be that it's around at the time of the beer, and that's when they finish eating it, so to speak. But if it's not around, then they ate it up. But if it's not around, so there's no shmita, because that's one of the conditions. Right, I just want to know what the Pashut Pshat is. I'm not, so wait, we'll get to that in a second. All right, so that's the Gemara's question. How could Shruvlin be Tornisa? Then there wouldn't be the Isser of Shvias, because an Erez apparently doesn't have an Iker, and therefore it wouldn't be Shemitah. So what's, again, so we're back to the question, what's a Shruvlin? El Amr Rav Safra, Peiri Da'arza, the fruit of the cedar. V'chein Ki Yasa Rav and Amr Rav Lazar, Peiri Da'arza, fruit of the cedar. And Rashi says, our good old gallnuts, right? We have, you know, everyone knows the gallnut juice with the cloth. Gallnuts. So that's considered, that's the Peiri Da'arza, and apparently this was a, again, this is something that was commonly offered, assuming it's Avodah Zarah. An acorn. Gallnuts are, oh right, acorn juice. That's right, you had it in the... Okay, so the pine cones were very decorative, right? So, okay, so that's one, item. B'nai Shuach. What about B'nai Shuach? Amar Rabbi Bar Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Te'enei Chivriyasa. White figs. Now, I was listening to Rabbi Shmuel Bornstein Shlita. He says throughout the Masechta, you'll see that the color white is a very common Avodah Zarah color. So, we'll see, keep our eyes on that. We'll see that, yeah, so the white roosters, the white figs, a white lie. So, what? Okay. There's other reasons. Okay. So upatitaris. That's why I don't wear white shirts. Upatitaris. Amar Rabbi Baruchan, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Again, the patitaris is not another, a separate item. Rather, Rabbi Baruchan says the name Rabbi Yechanan. Bipatitaris shanu. It means the items we have listed have to have their stems. Why is that? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Platos Masis and Labnin Huga Ape Nafshe. Hochkomer, Ein Merchlein, Kol Elu, it's Rublin, Vneshuach, Beoksehen. Why? Lefisha Tolonai son, Befne Avodis Kachoven. Bedarkan Loevdin Bekach. They would hang it on, the easy way to remember all this is Sukkah decorations. And I keep on thinking of Sukkah decorations, you hang it up with the stem, it beautifies the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, that's the,
all the previous.
Correct. Those are the fruits, the plants. Only if they have an ukitz, yeah. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Oh. It's chaser. Mm-hmm. Okay, very nice. Okay, John, wow, very good. All right. All right, Levoina. What's Levoina? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish Levoina Zaka. It's referring to Levoina Zaka. By the way, I always translate it as pure frankincense. That's not what it means. It actually says Levoina Zaka is min Levoina hi. It's a certain type of frankincense. Yeah, other people made that mistake. So Levoina Zaka is its own min.
Not to be confused.
Okay. So, Jonathan, stick to the Meiris. Tana. Now another halacha, and I'm gonna have a very big problem with this if people could help me as well. All of these items you can sell in a bundle because again he's not gonna buy bulk yeah because he's not gonna buy he's not gonna spend so much money just for the Avodah Zarah. He'll buy one or two items, but to buy a chavila, a huge bulk, he's coming to really sell it. Rashi says he's really. He's saying, if you look at Rashi, when he buys this, he doesn't want to offer it to Avodah Zarah. He's buying it to sell to others, and that's not a problem. It has to be three manin, meaning what? The weight of three manin, which is 100 silver coins. So, the weight of 300 silver coins is a large weight, and that again we don't assume that he's buying it for Avodah Zarah. So frek de Gemara, v'leichush dilma azul umaz bin lachrini umekatri. Fine, he's buying it. This John Doe is buying this to sell, but he's going to sell it to Jane Doe, who's going to offer it as an Avodah Zarah. And And therefore, you should have a problem, again, for the original, the Jew, the original Yisrael, to sell it to the first buyer who is not going to sell it to a third person, but you are causing, effectively, you are causing that third person to be makir v'tavayda zara, and you should be over on lifnei iver. And for the Gemara, Amar Abaya, alifnei mifakdinon, alifnei delifnei loy mifakdinon. We're only commanded on lifnei iver if you're going to immediately cause someone to do an iser. But if there's a second step, this person is just a middleman to the third person, then that's lifnei delifnei. It's too indirect. 2 degrees, very good. 2 degrees removed, 2 steps removed, and therefore there's no problem with lifnei iver. Yeah, again, misayeya means also you're doing it at the time of the iser. It's not like a causative kind of structure.
I have it over here. It's referring to lifnei iver, or lifnei means before.
Well, it's referring to lifnei iver. If you look at Rashi. Yeah, that's the clip. Right, look at Rashi. Alifnei mifdani. You see the Rashi? Alifnei iver anu mitzuvin. So here's my question. Shimon or Rabbeisai, tell me what you think. Here's my question. Is a guy commanded in lifnei iver? Okay. So Samachleik, I don't know if I wasn't here, I think. No, right. Don't make that mistake. Yes, that's a separate thing. That's separate. No, I know that's there's another question. If a guy himself has a problem with lifnei iver, let's say he wants to be machshel another guy, where would it come from? Okay, so the lumdus would be, just to say it pashut, is that lifnei iver not necessarily is a separate iser. It's a chelik of the iser that you have. So let's say someone, a guy has an iser gzeilah. He's mitzuveh in stealing and also making sure others don't steal or causing them to steal. Similar to the same clear, what? It comes from the action. Similar to you have by lifting zekeli van veyu, right? Zekeli van veyu. Is that a separate mitzvah to beautify mitzvahs? Or each mitzvah has an inyan or an obligation or a kiyum to beautify it? Is it a separate, similar concept? Right, so we have the Brisker Rav learns in the laws of the Mila. He says from over there, from the Tzitzin Shein Ma'akvin, it's Doicha Shabbos. You see, it's a chelik of the mitzvah of Mila. Similar, Claire, lifnei iver would be by why would it apply to a guy? Because it's not really a new iser. It's not one of the Sheva mitzvahs made noach. But every iser that is around, has its lifnei iver portion to it. Whatever the lumbus is. Samachleik is prima gadim in the Sefer Ginas Rodim, Klal Mem Gimel, and the Minchas Chinuch. Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis. It's Machlekes. My question is, if a guy has a commandment of Lifnei Iver, why isn't the original owner not allowed to sell it to the middleman because of the Lifnei Iver on the Lifnei Iver of the second person? The second person is going to be over in Lifnei Iver because he's going to sell it to the third person. John Doe is selling it to Jane Doe, and Jane Doe is going to be mark of it. So John has a Lifnei Iver, John Doe. Right, has a lifnei iver, so the original owner should be iver on lifnei iver because he's causing the middle person to be iver on lifnei iver. No, if that's only from person 1 to 3, lifnei to lifnei is 1 to 3, but lifnei iver to person number 2, who had, again according to the Ginas Radin, that there is an iser of lifnei iver on a guy, not just to a guy, on a guy. The first person should have an iser of lifnei iver for the second person's lifnei iver. No, what? What?
Your line never ends. Your line never ends. What is forever?
Could I do something where someone else will cause someone else to stumble? So you're right. From 1 to 3, you don't have to worry about the third person's aveira. Fine. But the second person is going to automatically sell it to person number 3. How are you allowed to do that? He's going to be over in lifnei iver. I hear that. It has to be that the lifnei iver. So in other words, Jonathan's saying is that if we learn that lifnei iver, which it has to be the pshat in the Ginas Rodim, because otherwise how do you understand that a guy has a chukmas nei? Has to be a, so the lifnei iver only stems from the actual aveira. The actual aveira is by the third person, and that's already lifnei the lifnei. Very good. Yeah. Oh, that's very nice. I hear. Very good. No, it's a, not only are his jokes good, he says good lomda shizach.
What?
Oh, right.
If you hold that this is only from the top of another hisser, then a boy wouldn't have the hisser of the neighbor putting a little sum on
right.
One because the hisser of a guy is only
only stems from
the hisser of the shine sinus. And that's right.
Yes, very, very good. So I saw that that's exactly what the, I forgot who I was looking at. That's exactly what they discuss. They said this nafkamina. Even if a guy has the chi of a lifnei iver for an aveir, he wouldn't have the pasha. Very nice. Yeah, so I saw that as well. The nafkamina. Right. Because it's not one of the sheva mitzvahs. The only way you understand that a guy has lifnei iver is if it's very nice, very good. No. Lifnei iver is on anything you have a commandment. No, that would be a problem. Oh, I hear you. Very good. That's also true. I don't understand your case. Yes, very good. Yes, another example. You understand? Because he doesn't have... It's not his mitzvah. So, in other words, lifnei iver, right? Very, very... Okay, Zayah get. What?
He doesn't have the mitzvah. You have the mitzvah.
You
know,
Moshe,
cut your pace.
I have a pot. Never mind. So that's the sugya, right? That's the sugya of Leisakifu. There's lifnei iver there. That's very good. Yeah, I have to look that up. That's all right. Very good. So I think that's a very good teretz. What Jonathan you said originally is that it really stems from the aveira. So that already has it. It doesn't start the chicken or the egg. I'm talking about chickens. So, okay, we're about to talk. A great segue to chickens. Botanical lover. All right. We have to really hold the cheshbon here. It gets a little bit confusing. Botanical lover, a white rooster. Amar Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina. Birds. V'ikad the masni, Amar Rabbi Yoina, Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zvid wasn't part of the member. He said like this. Tarnagolami. The person who's buying is looking to buy a chicken. If he says the words, Tarnagol to me, who has a chicken, a rooster? This is a Jew. A guy, yes, very good. Tarnagol to me. So then, Mutulim Kalei Tarnagol Lavan. You're allowed to sell him a Tarnagol Lavan. Because he doesn't ask for it. So we don't assume he's looking for Avodah Zarah. And this is according to everyone, it's okay. Tarnagol Lavan to me. Then also limkolei tarnagol lovin. But again, if he asks specifically for a tarnagol lovin, then it's forbidden to sell him a tarnagol lovin. And that would be even, let's say, for example, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you're allowed to sell a tarnagol lovin amongst other ones, he would agree here that you're not allowed to because the guy specified tarnagol lovin. That's the key. Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, marachah hulei tarnagol lovin, bein hatarnagol. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. He says, you're allowed to sell a white rooster amongst other ones that aren't white. Because I don't know if it's al-tav law. We don't assume it's for Avodah Zarah. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Hey chidami, what's the case? If the case was the buyer, the non-Jewish buyer, was saying, Tanagol lovin lemi, he was specifying a white rooster, afilu bein ha-tanagol lenami loy. Then even amongst the, well, why should it be okay? Rabbi Yoina said that's a problem. Right. El alav, the ka'omar tarnagolami. Vafilu hachil Rabbi Yehuda, bein hatarnagolim in, bifnei atzmai loy, ulatanakam, afilu bein hatarnagolim namiloy. So what do you see? Really, the case is, it must be, where he didn't specify a white rooster, right? He just wanted to buy, yeah, time to go to meat, one chicken for Shabbos, the guy. So he wanted to buy it without specifying it, and then again, there's only a heter, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to buy a white one if it's amongst the other ones, and according to the Rabbanan, if you buy, you can never, never sell a white rooster to a non-Jew. So this is a kasha Rabbi Yehuda, who said, well, you say time to go to meat, everyone agrees that it's okay if he doesn't specify. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak answers. Here it's an in-between case. He didn't just say generally I want a chicken, or he didn't say I want specifically a white chicken. He says I want different colored chickens. I want a white chicken, a black chicken, and therefore in that case that's where there's a machlekes in the Mishnah. He wants a white and black chicken. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he buys the white and the black together, we see even though he specified a white, he also specified a black, and he buys them, so we don't assume it's Rabbi Dezar. According to the Rabbanan, as long as he's buying a white chicken, we assume it's Rabbi Dezar. We don't make any differentiation in that matter.
Even if he's buying a black
one. White chickens are forbidden to sell. Tanya Nami Hachi, and we have a brisa that's a riot to this. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai Bizman Charma Tanagol Zeh Lavon. If he said only Tanagol Zeh Lavon, that's when it's a problem. Avalamamar Zeh Bezeh. If he says zeh v'zeh, then it's mutter, like we just said. Okay, next case. So we see that the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is in a case of where he says zeh v'zeh. Now, just keep in mind that if he says zeh v'zeh, tarnagol lovin and tarnagol shachar, or black or red, whatever, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he only... One second.
He says zeh v'zeh. Does he say tarnagol zeh long time? He just says this one and this one.
No, it seems that he's not, it doesn't. Right.
Either one, just says, I want this.
I might be wrong, but I don't think he's saying like he's pointing out the chickens. I think he means that Zevazet means he's specifying in general, various chickens. I don't know if he's pointing it like Zeke Levon Veu, you know. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if he
wants this. Might have. Here,
oh, he is? So Rashi says the Zeh is really Lav Dafka. Rashi Ramaskal Bezmancha Armatanagol Zeh Lavon. Yeah, okay. I just wanted to finish the Cheshbon. So the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, okay. But don't forget, according to Rabbi Yehuda, by the case of Lavan, yeah.
Lavan, he's saying this one, this white one right here.
Right, right.
You need this one, right. A white one.
Right, right, because he only has that. Yeah. You're right. I'm not sure. I just wanted to make one point. Rabbi Yehuda, no, it's fine. I just had to move a little. This Pasha Pshat, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that, you're allowed to say, if he says Zeh v'zeh, it's mutter, right? It's only where he buys black ones also, right? Don't forget that. Why is that? If he says I want black and white and the guy only has white and he sells them white only, Rashi says, keep this in mind, that if he doesn't end up buying other colors, we assume he mentioned other colors just to be Myron. He wants to do it a trick of Harama. So keep that in mind. Okay? Just want
to...
So he buys, he wants to get the oven. He knows the Jews. Yeah, he knows. Yep. He knows that they're not going to sell him white chickens. Right? Okay. All right. So then that'll be relevant for the Gemara on other days. But, you know. Ivik Achoven. Sha'asa Mishdel of Night. Aisha Hayla Chayla Besaych Beisoy. A guy who had. Oh, fine. Sorry. Let's say he pointed even to a white chicken, and he said this one. If the Ivikachavim, a Pashup Shot right now means he's marrying off his son, or he has a sick person in his house, and apparently white chicken soup is the way to go. So then, mutter. It's mutter. Then it's okay. Again, why? We assume he's using it for that specific purpose and not for Avay Dazar. We see in this bride, in this Mishnah, that the Ivikachavim is making a wedding for his son. Again, we don't worry about selling the white chicken to other people, if they don't specify, or it's amongst other chickens, depending on what makes it mutter. But it will be usher on that day to that person. Why? Here it seems to be because he's so happy. He's making a party for his son. He's going to be makir lavoy dezar. So how can you say that it's a stira? Right? We said before that it's usher. It's mutter. Here we see it's usher. So the Gemara. We see that at least on that day to that person, it's still forbidden. So what's the answer? So betavzik tnan, the case where it's going to be mutter, really by the wedding, it's going to be awesome. Now, what type of party is it mutter to give? What type of party is it mutter to give the Tanakh Olavan? So if you look at Rashi, betavzik, I mishta the tani mutter limkaloi tanagolovon lab the mishne chupas benoi, not by a wedding. The havada that the kubas avodas chum kaboilo. When he bites a white chicken with his wedding, he's celebrating. He's going to bring avodas on. Elo be mishta shel mereus shaisen hanaorim zemze. A frat party, parties that the young lads make amongst themselves, and there's really no takubas avodas over there. The kairin kamprisha. They're not so serious about it that they're going to be makir lavoy dezar. So in that case, not nisha zayfrim. So therefore that case is not a concern for us, you know, to have avoy dezar involved. What?
You can sell them a white one.
Tanan v'sharkol advarim stomen mutu uperushanos. Mishnah said that other things stomen mutu uperushanos. Now, what's the case? My stomach and my perusha. Ilay my stomach, the kamar chiti chibrosa.
The
Mishnah
and the
Buddha. Yeah.
Matter
by Tavzik.
By the young boy part.
The young boy part.
Mishnah of Nai means the man
that's
a frat ball. Yeah. It's served by Chut.
So the father sponsoring the frat party. Chayil is always mutter, because that we assume is always going to be used for the chayil. Now we didn't differentiate. It was only So my stomach and my perusha. Ilay in stomach, the kama chiti chabrosa. Again, we see the white, the color white. What's the case of stomach? Let's say a person buys, again, other items like white wheat. And that would be, again, mutter. Perusha, and what would be the case of perusha? The kama, lavay des chachavim. He specifically delineates that it should be for avodas kachlovim. That can't be the case, the Gemara says. That's poshut. Why? You can sell wheat to a guy, white wheat. There's no problem with that. Poshut. To sell also wheat specifically for avodas kachlovim, of course you can't sell. So that can't be the case of the Mishnah because both dinim would be poshut. So what's the case? El stam and the ka'oma achiti. Stam. He sells them wheat. Fine. That's mutter. Without specifying the type of wheat. Pirushin the kamar chivrasa. But pirushin would mean where he specifically, he wants wheat, white wheat. And in that case, it's gonna be awesome. Yeah, so the white, if it's white, again, keep that in mind, white. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, emphasizing white. The white is the way to go. Mechlau the tarnikol afilu stoma nami loy. This would imply that this chiluk would not apply to a tarnikol, which would mean even if he sells him, even if he doesn't say specifically tarnikol lavan, he says tarnikol to me. I want a regular tarnikol. The rule is he can't buy a tarnikol lavan, which is a kash and Rabbi Yehuda who said when someone says tarnikol to me, can't buy. You could buy. Everyone would agree. You could buy it. That's the Gemara's kasha. Loi, Amri loilam. Sorry, Amri loy teretz. Amri loilam stam on the kalamar chidich of rosa. Really, back to our original answer. That we're talking about chidich of rosa. That's the stam case. You're allowed to sell them when you just say white wheat. Pirushan the kalamar avodas chachavim. Pirushan would mean where he specifically says I want it for avodas chachavim. Now Gemara said before that's pashut. So the Gemara says no. Pirushan is shrichalei. For the case of Pirushan, I need to teach us that you are not allowed to sell it. Why is that? Because even though he specifies, I want it for an avodah zarah, really he doesn't want it for an avodah zarah. So why does he say it? He wants to get a deal. Like avak, right? The Lashon avak. He has connections. He really He has connections to the people that serve Avodah Zarah. He has relationships, associates, colleagues, friends, good friends. He's got a good friend, good relationship. Good relationship. Besavar, so what is he doing? He says like this. He thinks, you know, to a carpenter, the whole world is a nail. Right? So this person who's a kosher, he thinks everyone, hammer, whatever. That was my own chiddush. So he thinks everyone, even Jews, yeah, of course, every Jew is Avodah Zarah. This is what's life about? It's not Avodah Zarah. So he thinks everyone is involved in this. So he says, "Who got aviku?" So therefore, he says, "Emahachi." The buyer, the non-Jewish buyer, says, "I'll say this." So they'll understand. It's gavaldik. It's one happy part, a happy family. We're all here for one purpose in life, to serve Avodah Zarah. Give me a deal. He thinks like a Yid. Insider trading, yeah. So he does that. So really, he doesn't really want it for Avodah Zarah. And that's the Chiddush, Kamash Malon, that he means what he says. Dvarim Shebelevein and Dvarim. Oh, Boy Ravashi, Tarnagol Lavan Katu Alami. Let's say he specifically requests the Tarnagol Lavan, but one that has a mum. Mahu, Libgoloi. Tarnagol Lavan, Shalim. Are you allowed to sell him a complete Tarnagol, that's, Lavan? A complete Tarnagol Lavan. What's the question? Mi Arminim in the Gamar Katua, Lavalizachavan Kaboy. From the fact that he requested one that has a mum, that indicates that he doesn't want it for Avodah Zarah. By Dilma, Irume Kamarim. Maybe he really wants it for Avodah Zarah, because he's specifying a white rooster. Why would he want a white rooster? For Avodah Zarah. Why does he say one with a mum? Because he wants to be Meir. He wants his people to think he doesn't want it for Avodah Zarah, and he really wants that chicken. And therefore he's trying to convince the Jew to sell it to him by, going, you know, doing this trick. So that's the Shiloh. Okay? So we're gonna end up with a Teku. The Chai would be a Savag Yeraisa. However, again, that might be Tully if the Lifnei Iver to a Goy is Deraisha. It's really Tully, and that's a great point. Let's say he, and we could assume in this case, he's being Myrim, you can't sell it to him. Tarnagol Lavan Shalom. Let's say he says, Tarnagol Lavan Lemi, Tarnagol Lavan Lemi. All right, we said before, he's looking for specifically for white chicken. That in and of itself would be forbidden, like we said. But here's what happened. V'yobalei Shachar V'shachal. When he ends up buying it, he ends up buying other colors as well. So originally, when he requested it, he wanted just the Tarnagol Lavan. That would be an indication he wants the proper dessert. But afterwards, he gives Seif al Chilasoi that he buys other colors with it as well. So that would indicate that he doesn't want it specifically for proper dessert. What do we say over here? Do we say Ma'alim Kolay Lavan? Mi Arminon Kibin Diabu Shachar V'Shakol Edayim V'Shakol. Do we say that it indicates from the fact that he's buying these other animals, other colors, that he doesn't intend to use the Avodah Zarah? Or maybe he actually means to trick us. He ends up buying these things just to trick us to think that he doesn't want a Avodah Zarah. Really, he wants that white rooster. Rashi explains here, Pashup Shat, that this child of the Gemara is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Rabban and the Mishnah, who hold, even if you buy a whole chevra of chickens with different colors, you still can't buy the Tarnagol Lavan, because the Tarnagol Lavan, Rabbanan hold, is always usher. You can never sell a Tarnagol Lavan.
Even amongst the
flock. So if that's the case, so Kabbal Chaimer, in a case where he just buys one red, one black, and then the white one, it's going to be forbidden. The Shaila is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who has the heter to sell the chicken amongst the island of chickens. Would that heter apply here or not? Because over here, he specified Tarnagol Lavan. He specified Tarnagol Lavan. That's the difference. Place targets. No. He just said Tarnagol. Key point. He said here Tarnagol Lavan specifically. That in of itself, again, would make it forbidden. But again, the Giyas Seif at Seif Ma'is Ma'achshav et Chilu. Right? So, that's what makes this a little bit, unique. Tysus argues over here, because Tysus says over here, the case wasn't where he bought the black and the red together. Taisa says, the Ikala Meimer Dakan, look at the top Taisa, he says, here, apparently, it was a step-by-step process. He bought a black. He didn't know the other person had a white one yet. He didn't see, look at his chicken coop. And then he bought the red, and then he bought the white one. So here it's a little different, because in the case of the Mishnah, he sees the white one there, and he just buys a group. So fine, you can't sell. But over here, where the white one never appeared until later, over there we could say maybe his das wasn't for every kechav and be a different case. So Tosfos argues on Rashi. There is a different girsa on this Gemara as well. Some learn that shekel is going in the past, meaning yesterday he bought a black one. The day before, that's another girsa. Teku. Well, maybe because it's teku, be a savak deraisa l'chumra, you can't sell. But again, if you hold lifnei iver, I think there's a pnei yeshua like this, if you hold the lifnei iver to the guy buying from you, is a derabbanan. Only the derabbanan, you made them, and all these things are derabbanan. The way the takanas chachamim. So if that's the case, the l'chumra v'chayru be a savak derabbanan. Chayru. Okay.
Well,
the Pnei Yeshua says that even if it would be lifnei iver, it will be derabbanan. Because otherwise, why do you need a takana? Why would you need a takana? It's yeraisa, it's lifnei iver. So he says this, and he says, for example, there won't be, the nachdamina would be other cases, like a specific takana over here. It's zefer derabbanan. That what? Where? On Amid Beis or Amid Aleph?
Beis or Aleph, the Bible of Amid. Here in the case of the city, which they're having an aid, and then nearby there's
one.
He said,
no one
will be
open on the derabbanan. Yeah. Barbara, Mahagabra, derabbanan, that's the solid. 100%. I mean, listen, I mean, there's a. Yeah, that's awesome shot. I mean, also, it's never than right. So why is only the rabbanan? So the Pnei Yeshua learns it's only lifnei iver, and if he says that lifnei iver on other isurim to a guy kenzayim wouldn't be a problem. So it isn't pashut really if it's a diaraisu. Okay, Rameir Amir Af Dekel Tav. Rameir had listed other items as well, and now we're going to explain what those items are. Amar Rav Chisa la'avimi. Rav Chisa said la'avimi gemiri. This is said, we have a tradition that the Masechta of Avodah Zarah that Avraham learned, he learned in Yeshiva, had 400 prakim. The ganze cycle was just Avodah Zarah. I think we go slow. When you said something, what did you say? Right, Avodah Zarah was the main one. That and yeah. That was his coffee. And we have five. Chris is still talking. We have five prakim in Avodah Zarah. But Yadin and Mike Carmina, we still don't know what it's talking about. My kasha. Now, what's his problem that made him say this? The Tani Rav Meir, I mean, Litra Mishnah, Av Dekel Tav Chotzav VeNicholas, Also Limkar Levdik Achavim. Dekel tav hudulay mizabninon, ha dekel bish, he can mizabninon. And again, Rashi learns that I translate it as a good dekel and a bad dekel, but it's not really what it means. It's a different type of dekel. Maybe it's because of something looks bad about. Yeah, he types it like that. The Rashi says. Yeah, I don't know why he says. Right, no, I agree with you, but he translates.
One of which is
bad. Oh, like one's an inferior type of Oh, so it's a elu ba'elu. Elu ba'elu. Okay, good. I like that. Humbly. So vatnan ein moichin lahem b'mechubar l'karka. Forget about the you're selling them mechubar l'karka again in Eretz Yisrael. Look at the Rashi. And the mefarsh l'kamon mishin l'chiv l'isichanim l'isitan l'mchaniyah. The karka in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to sell real estate to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. So how could it be? So that was the problem. Rav Chisda said, I have no idea what Avodah Zarah is talking about. He got to this Mishnah. He's like, I don't know what happened to the Gemaras before. We didn't know what it was talking about from before. But he got to this Mishnah, and that was the last straw on the camel's back. Okay, very good. That's what I was about to say. Okay. Amalei, no, Avimi said to him, my dekotav, Peiris dekotav. We're not talking about the actual palm tree or date, palm tree, because it's talking about the fruits. And therefore, that's the reason, especially these fruits, they were used for Avodah Zarah. So Rav Huna said also this, that the Peiris, the Dekel Tav is referring to Peiris Dekel Tav. Kiyasar Avdimi Yom Rav Chama Bar Yosef. He said, I'm throwing you off. Chatzav is kasba. What's kasba? So Rashi has min tamarim, a certain type of dates. Or Rashi says it's like we said the chatzuba, that shepoy tichen Yehoshua to aret. Okay, fine. Nicholas, what's Nicholas? Kiyasar Avdimi Yom Rav Chama Bar Yosef Kuraiti. It's referring to Kuraiti. What are Kuraiti? He says to him like this. Someone by the Rav Dimi. Tana Nicholas, why Adina Mel? Rabbi said to Rav Dimi. The Mishnah says Nicholas, and we don't know what it means. But Amr Kuraiti, why Adina Maya Hanislan? He said, look, Kuraiti. What's Kuraiti? He didn't help us at all. Right? What are you telling? What are Kuraiti? Amalei Ahani Luchu, no. I did help you out. I didn't waste your time. The Chiazas Hasan, because when you go to Eretz Yisrael, Amr Luhu, Nicholas, you'll say, could I see Nicholas? Lo Yadi. They will not know. But however, Amr Luhu Kuraiti, but if you tell them Kuraiti, Liyadi, they will know, become Akhala. So the Nafkamina is, even though immediately, in where we are today, we do not know what these things are, but it will help when you get there. By the way, it's Kiosa Ravdimi, right? Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, right? Kiosa Ravdimi. So he came from Eretz Yisrael, and he knew the community there, and therefore he was able to delineate and say what this is. What? I mean, I think he knew, he explained to him the species. Kuraiti is the species, but he right. I know what it is, but what does it look like? That was the question. What does it look like? It didn't grow in Bavel. He couldn't, you know, it's like telling someone, you know, the Venus flytrap. That's us. I know you know what it is, but I don't. Okay, you have to look at the pictures. Then the pictures. Didn't have Google. Okay, stop. Let's just do the Mishnah. Makim shenav limkar behema daka loiv dekichovim. In a place where the minhag is to sell a behema daka, a small animal, to a guy, meichrin, you're allowed to sell. Meaning it's totally in the minhag. Makim shenav. And what's the problem? So Rashi says the behemah daka is the dechayshit on the revir. They like small animals to be revea with.
Yeah.
And even if he has other animals, he likes, I saw in the Masifta, even if he has Taisha says, yeah, he brings some Taisha's. Yeah. Even if he has behemahs, he has, it's like Achashverish. Each one has its own time he wants. So now, he has a variety. And therefore, it's totally in the, but again, it's not something that's for sure going to happen, and therefore, it's totally in the middle. But b'chol makom ein meichel lehem behem agasa, agolim v'sayochim shleim u'shvurim. No matter where you are, this is not totally in the middle. If there's an isser, we don't know what the guy does. It could be he does. We don't know what he does behind closed doors. The isser to sell to a guy. So then, yeah, correct. Totally in that middle. Now, in any place, you're not allowed to sell them a behema gasa, large animals, a golem, or what? Calves? Yeah. That's not a behema daka, I guess. A behema daka is a certain type of, a certain type, right? It's a certain type, a small, there's a word for it, a small type of cattle. Mesayochim, what's a sayochim? A donkey. Oh, donkeys. Young. A foal? Is a young donkey. Yeah. Whether they're complete or not, and the reason is because these, and Rashi says, we'll see in the Gemara also, the problem with this is as a gzera, you might lend or lease these animals. These are commonly, and therefore they will use it on Shabbos, and it's an isser of Shvisa, on your behemoth, and you're not allowed to do something which would make your behemoth do malacha, and therefore there's a problem. And shvurin, right, broken animals which can't do malacha really, is a gzera. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvura. Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay with the shvura because it's not roi for malacha. Uben b'seira matir b'sus. Ben b'seira says you're allowed to sell a horse. Rashi says she'em malachta ella l'rechiva, because a horse is meant for riding. Rechiva shvusi, to actually ride an animal on Shabbos, is a shvus, v'lab malacha, mishum d'chai noy she'etat. And by the way, Rashi is not referring to the shvus of a Jew riding an animal. Don't make that mistake. You're not allowed to ride an animal, bal chai, because Shema, right, you might take a tree, break a branch. That's not what Rashi means. The shvus is the... No, that's what I'm saying. It's not that case, because not that shvus. It's the shvus of having the person riding on it being carried by the animal. The animal's doing like so. Right, and that vice versa is also a shvus. Right? No, Rashi says, so how do you read this, Rashi? She'im malachtoi elu l'rechiva, u'rechiva shvus hi. So there's a shvus. You understand what I'm saying? Like there's a reason why can't someone ride an animal on Shabbos? Because he might take a branch. We never saw that there's a shvus to just stop ride an animal because of the hitzah of the animal, which would only be at the rabbanon of chaynoi says atzma. That's what it sounds like Rashi's saying. That I never saw before, and that's a chiddush of Rashi. I mean, maybe I just don't know anything else, but. So therefore, Rashi says, we'll maybe see more about that later. Rashi says, La'ichvaslan, we don't care about this, yasal ashilu laskirin. Because even if he lends, it's only going to be a shvus. The only problem is, shvus behem to the araisa. That will be the issue of, selling an animal, behemagasa, a sus. And Bebesever says it's okay for that reason. Shkoyach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.